Flowers, an ordained officiant, will meet you in the wedding chapel on the second floor. Their wedding package also includes a sauce packet bouquet and bow tie, just married Taco Bell t-shirts, a Taco 12-pack, a Cinnabon wedding cake, and a private reception area with room for 15. Interestingly, the Bible doesn't say where people should hold their wedding ceremonies. It does tell us, however, that we're to give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another. So what if this Valentine's Day we honor our spouses and recommit to being faithful? God will bless us if we do, whether we got married at Taco Bell or anywhere else. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, CenteringLives.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Sort of a spring-like forecast for the next few days. Not bad in February. Mostly cloudy today. Can't rule out a stray shower somewhere in the area today or tonight. With a high today 70, tonight's low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, high near 70 again. Mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower. Then upper 70s on Thursday. That's not bad. Small risk for showers both Thursday and Friday. Friday's high will be in the middle 70s. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you get 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's the gigantic steak sale from Star South Steaks. Going down now at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot. If you think Omaha steaks are too expensive, try this. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's right.
20 ribeye steaks for just $30.
Look for the big tent and the big truck at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot on Eastern Bypass.
Plus,
packed into that truck are cases of fillets, New York strips, T-bones, and marinated boneless, skinless chicken breasts. Buy the case, five-star steaks. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's $1.50 for a ribeye steak. Hurry by and get yours today before the truck is gone. 20 ribeyes for $30. Credit, debit, and EBT accepted. You won't pay the Omaha steak prices here. 20 ribeyes for $30 during this huge steak sale. Look for the big meat truck and the big top tent to get 20 ribeyes for just $30. Stock up now before they're gone at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael Road, just off I-85.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it. During Ram Truck Month, get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job bringing home $350 weekly, Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500, all rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, welcome back in 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. You know, let me say this. We love our audience, and we love that people understand the power of our radio station. But if you're wanting to call in and advertise a for-profit event that's going to cost our audience money to attend, you got to buy advertising.
Y'all have a sales division, don't you?
We do. And you can call 272-9228. I'll hook you up with them. Or you can call 244-0961 and get through the system and get with the salespeople. I'm looking at Kenny right now, checking his Facebook. I mean, he's ready to take an order right now. Call 244-0961. Jennifer, the sales manager, can get you directed to one of our fantastic salespeople. We got a new guy who frankly, is phenomenal. He's got a great personality. You'd probably love to meet him, get him out in the community. But, if it's a free event, or if the money goes to charity or something, I don't mind you coming on here and promoting your free event. But if you got an event that's going to cost our audience hundreds of dollars to attend and it's a profit event, that's
the definition of advertising.
That's advertising. You got to buy advertising. So I hope that clarifies.
When is that Republican winter dinner, by the way?
The 23rd. You going to go?
Where is it, here?
Yeah, it's in Montgomery.
No, I'm not going.
Why?
I don't give the Republican Party of Alabama a dime.
Yeah. I'm there with you. Give it to candidates. Give it to candidates. Party's just going to blow it. 84 joins us. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are y'all doing today?
I'm doing good. We got so much to talk about. We have so much corruption to expose and so much to talk about. I did not look up the story during the break because I was dumbfounded by the guy who called in trying to get free advertising for his event this weekend. It's a cool event. And what I told people is, let me tell you, I could sell that.
You could sell the death out of that.
I said, I could sell that. People would attend if I told them about it because it's a cool event. I believe in what this guy was offering, but you got to buy the advertising. I'm not just going to tell people to go for free. We got to get into the story you mentioned, Jack, on AL.com. But I want to take a phone call from Ole Miss. But when we get back, are you familiar enough with the story?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up again. I read it.
You look at it. We'll talk to Ole Miss, and then we'll get to it. Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
How y'all doing? Well, I'm doing wonderfully. It's not raining.
Well, that's good. Are you in the anti-rain business or something?
No, I work outdoors, and if it's raining, I don't get to do a lot of work. We pray for rain on the weekends.
Yeah, and it felt like we've been living in Seattle for the last 3 days.
Amen. Quick question. I haven't had time to talk to him because we've been so busy. But have you put any feelers out to Bobby Bright to find out what the he's announcing running against Martha Roby and changing parties, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, I know him, but I haven't had a chance to talk with him. I didn't know if y'all knew anything more than that.
What more is there to know? I mean, is there a specific question?
He went from being a politician to somebody who works every day and works hard every day, keeping up his place out there and farming cattle. And yeah. I know his attitude changed on a few things. You know what I mean?
A gentleman farmer.
Hard work will make you conservative. Yeah, he's a gentleman farmer. I had to look that up. Someone told me he was a gentleman farmer. I didn't know what it meant.
I'll say this about Bobby Bright now, though. If you look at the way that they classify your voting record, he was more conservative than Martha Roby.
That's not hard.
It's not hard, but it's still...
We know what the Martha camp is going to say. The first vote he cast was to elect Nancy Pelosi as speaker.
No, he won't. She'll say, Nancy Pelosi.
All night?
All night? And Bobby could go, yes, I voted, but I didn't vote all night?
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. I can't find this story.
Oh, are you sure?
Positive.
All right, I'm going to look for it. Go ahead, old man.
Well, as I was saying, we normally don't talk politics because I'm a hardcore conservative. I normally don't talk politics with anybody. But I know he's changed a few of his stances on a few things. I'm not going to speak for him, but if you have a chance to have him on your show, would you have him on your show?
Oh, absolutely. I've already talked to him about it.
I will have any candidate on here. Now, let me make a prediction. Martha Roby won't come on.
No, she won't.
Bobby Bright will come on. And you guys can make your own decision based on that.
Okay, great. All right, well, gentlemen, I certainly appreciate it. Y'all have a wonderful morning.
How would you like to be Rich Hobson or Barry Moore and have the air sucked out of the room right after you get in the race?
Oh, because Bobby announced?
Yes.
Yeah.
The moment Bobby announced, it was like, so who's going to be our next congressman? Is it going to be Bobby Bright or Martha Roby? Nobody is even talking that there are three other options. You got to be some...
Baron, this story has been taken down.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I am absolutely positive.
Well, maybe we can...
Kyle Whitmire wrote it, and it has been taken down.
Well, you want me to text Whitmire and ask him why they took it down?
Yeah, I don't see it. Go look through there and see if you see it. What it was our attorney general sent out an email solicitation for money, and he may have done it outside the window that you can do it in. Number one, that's an issue. Number two, he solicited people that he had just subpoenaed, two of them. Two lawmakers that he subpoenaed to produce their credit card records that they failed to put on their campaign finance reports. He solicited two of them to give money to his campaign.
Well, I just texted Whitmire to ask him if they took it down, and if not, send it to me.
I can't find it.
If that's true, that is, even for Alabama, that's pretty
problematic.
Scandalous.
Yeah.
If that's true, the U.S. attorney needs to get involved.
I can't.
Because you can't indict your own boss, so the attorney general's office is out. All right, I got the three circles of anticipatory death. Oh, there it is. He sent it to me. It's not taken down.
It's not?
Uh-uh. He just texted it back to me.
What does it say?
It says, Alabama AG asks for campaign help, cash. Alabama AG asks for campaign help, cash, from lawmakers his office subpoenaed. About 3 weeks ago, the Alabama Attorney General's office sent a flurry of subpoenas to lawmakers, asking them to show proof their campaign finance reports were accurate. It was about time. There are good reasons to believe lawmakers might be playing fast and loose with their campaign funds. First of all, no one has ever looked before because the law didn't create any mechanism of accountability. Imagine how many people would pay taxes if the IRS had no way to audit them. Second, in the last year, two lawmakers have been caught dipping into their campaign accounts to pay personal expenses. And those who were caught, they were caught practically by accident, having been discovered in investigations of other people and other crimes. Somebody needed to look at the rest of the legislature. But that somebody who needs to look isn't Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall.
Wouldn't that be John Merrill's?
It actually is the Attorney General's responsibility, I believe. Now, here's the dance. Before I continue, Kyle Whitmire's done a good job. He's a good reporter. And I'll put this up on my Facebook page since we're having trouble finding it.
I've gone back.
AL.com's apparently buried it. All right, Whitmire. So, we'll get it some exposure since your website doesn't want people to see it. That's an interesting. I wonder if one of AL.com's advertisers is a big supporter of Marshall. That could very well be. And called him and said, you better shadow ban this piece by Whitmire.
It's gone.
Well, I've got it. I'm about to continue reading it.
All right.
I don't remember what I was going to talk about. Anyway, let me go back to the piece. Since those subpoenas went out, Marshall's campaign has sent emails to at least two of the same lawmakers who received subpoenas. Only this time, he asked for campaign contributions and help setting up campaign fundraisers. Marshall says the emails were sent out by his campaign staff and that the addresses came from lists bought from vendors. In the first email, sent the same week lawmakers received their subpoenas, Marshall's campaign asked a lawmaker for help coordinating fundraiser in his district. The second email, sent this week, solicited campaign donations. Both create potential problems for the investigation. An Alabama lawmaker shared the email he received with me on the condition that I not reveal his name. Obviously, he doesn't want constituents to know that he also received a subpoena. I felt it was worth the trade, so I agreed, and that's fair. That's a fair trade.
Sure.
The most recent email sent from Steve at stevemarshall.gop has the subject line blackout over. And what that references is the legislative fundraising blackout. When the legislature's in session, there's a blackout and you're not allowed to raise money if you're in statewide office or in legislative office. But the blackout has ended because within 120 days of the election, they can't stop you from raising money.
Right.
Under Alabama then he explains what the blackout is. Anyway. Sorry, I should have just kept reading. That's good journalism, Kyle Whitmire. You knew where the reader wanted to go next. In the email, Marshall boasts of his achievements since being appointed to the office by Governor Robert Bentley last year. And then
what are those achievements, I wonder? It doesn't say in the article.
We are proud of our victories, Marshall said, but there are critical battles ahead, defending Alabamians from the opioid epidemic.
See, how many people care about that?
You know, I don't know. This is the biggest manufactured controversy I've ever seen. seeing through any violent crime initiative, strengthening ethics laws, and thwarting human trafficking. Marshall,
I love a guy that's sending out an email to PP subpoenaed talking about strengthening ethics laws. God almighty, talk about hypocrisy.
To continue winning for Alabama, we need you to support Team Marshall.
How about start winning for Alabama? What is this continue winning business?
Please pitch in today. While Marshall's second email to lawmakers came after the blackout had ended, the first came before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill said the first email would have been in a gray area if it solicited help during the blackout period, but set up fundraisers after the blackout period ended. Here is the quote from Merrill. If it went out during the blackout period, then that's a concern. The blackout period ended Monday morning at 12 a.m. It would be left to the interpretation of some jurist, whether that be the Ethics Commission or a judge, whether that is a violation.
Ethics Commission will be all over that.
Yeah,
man,
won't they?
They'll tear them up.
Oh, yeah. They'll sleep right through that hearing. Alabama Ethics Commission Executive Director Tom Albritton said he has cautioned others against using similar fundraising tactics. The code does not define solicitation, he said. Anytime a determination of whether the act is violated turns on the interpretation of facts, my recommendation is that you proceed very conservatively.
I think when you say I need your help raising money, that could be considered solicitation.
I would imagine that means solicitation to me. In most people's minds, what solicitation means is, hey, can you give me some money? But if you think about the word solicitation, it means asking.
So, Steve Marshall, you got some splaining to do, dude.
According to Marshall, the second fundraising email went out to a large number of recipients, including some lawmakers. It was a global fundraising email that went out to a broad email spectrum, he said. The first email, he said, was a follow-up with a lawmaker who had previously offered to help him with his campaign. Since the last email went out, the names of current and former lawmakers have been removed from his campaign mailing list, Marshall said. One thing is clear, Marshall has given some potential targets of investigations a big card to play should a grand jury return an indictment against any of them. Is he trying to extort campaign donations from suspects? Because that's what those lawmakers can argue if they get popped.
Counselor? Yeah. Would you not argue that, Counselor?
He just blew the case.
Oh, man, I would beat him over the head.
He just blew the case.
I would beat him over the head. Oh!
And let me go.
I'm so guilty. The guy prosecuting me asked me for money. He asked me to help his campaign.
And let me get you to think about it this way. Just pretend I'm a Steve Marshall fan, and say, well, I didn't know their names was on the list that I sent out. Does that not point to him being incompetent?
That's what he said, and you're right.
When your defense is...
Is that not something you should know?
I sent to a universal list. I wasn't aware of all the names on there. Well, guess what? You better be.
It was a global list. It's the globalist, Baron. The globalist.
The global list.
There you go.
The global list. Steve Marshall's a globalist.
Two L's.
Yeah. We'll be back. It's 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. When your explanation for a screw-up is, I'm an idiot... That's a bad way.
Pretty much are.
That's a bad way to kick off campaign season. We'll be back.
Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher. Never, never, never. I wanna reach out and grab you.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. C546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential. residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy. I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me. Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program. I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hi, I'm Benji with Marguerite's, and don't forget Valentine's Day is right around the corner. This year, our Valentine's special is a beautiful Diamonds by the Yard bracelet. What is a Diamonds by the Yard bracelet? Well, it is a bracelet that has a diamonds on each side that is about an inch apart that is absolutely beautiful. It comes in 14 karat white or yellow gold, and of course, we have plenty of other options for your special person. We have just about anything you can think of. So come visit us at our new Pepper Tree location. It's at 8163 Vaughn Road. We're open 7 days a week. Remember, we make it. We really make it.
Eagles.
No, it's not the Eagles. But guess who?
Oh, them.
But guess who?
The Globalist. Are they back?
The Globalist.
They never quit.
This is Steve Ma. Oh, I have not even broached this subject yet today. I will take a phone call. I have in my possession.
Write it down because you keep forgetting.
Two singles from 1977 produced by none other than Jim Ziegler. I have them in my possession. No, it was a 45 he released, and on one side is a song called Working for the Power Company, and on the other side is Watching the Bells of Old Ma Bell Go By. So I'm talking about the pretty girls coming in and out of the AT&T building.
That's where my grandmother worked down there.
Well, and old Jim Ziegler was watching her come and go.
Well, when Jim was on the Public Service Commission,
he was creeping on my grandmother.
They used to regulate the phone company.
But yeah, she was an actual operator when they had to plug things in and all. And my granddad, he would pick
her. What was her name? Beulah?
Jamie.
I'll play you the song.
Jamie Wingard Sharp.
But it's not spelled Wingard like you would think.
It's spelled Wingard.
But it's pronounced Wingard.
W-I-N-G-A-R-D.
No. Wingard.
Oh, Wingard. Wingard.
You got to really country that up.
ND. There's an ND.
Well, I country it up now. I ain't no question about it.
G-U-A-R-D.
Who's
Wingard.
Who?
David.
Oh, no, Jason. Jason.
Jason, how you
I forgot to write it down, Jason.
Jason, will you vote for Jack Campbell for mayor?
I think I'll consider it strongly. I don't know. I didn't realize he was running, but I haven't.
And to be clear, Jack is not asking for your vote, which might make him a candidate. Jack,
I was asking the question.
84 is asking whether you would vote for Jack Campbell.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, I would too.
It's like a poll.
There you have it.
Yeah, I have no problem. I vote for Barron. I vote for 84 for mayor. I don't rule anybody.
Barron and 84 would have to move into the district.
84, no. Listen, 84 is running for vice mayor. You don't have to vote for me. Jack's just going to appoint me. And we found the loophole since I'm in the police jurisdiction, and they tax me, then I'm running for freaking vice mayor.
Nice. It's good to have friends on this side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know how that works. I was having too much fun listening to y'all talking about the whole solicitation, like, definition thing. And I was laughing because I was like, being a politician is, like, the best thing ever. When the guy on the Ethics Commission says that the statute doesn't explicitly define solicitation, but you can't enforce whether or not he actually solicited somebody, that's the funniest thing ever. That's like my 9-year-old nephew can tell you what solicitation means. Because you pass by a store and it says no soliciting. You're like, oh, what's soliciting? Soliciting is asking for stuff, asking for money, asking for food.
Yeah, how do you have to define every single word in the code? Every word has to be defined?
But apparently, if you can't define it, or if it's...
There's a canon of statutory construction. And canon one is, if it's not defined, you use its ordinary and custom meaning.
I mean, do you define the word the? Do you have to have a definition?
But no, I mean,
hey, that's Bill Clinton. It depends on what your meaning of it is.
Is. No, I'm telling you, that's why this canon of statutory construction existed, because people would argue, well, that's not defined in the code. And so they came up with this canon that says, all right, if it's not defined in the code, you use its ordinary and customary meaning, its normal meaning, meaning its dictionary meaning.
Yeah, no, and I agree. That's one of those things
that
exists, but if the ethics guy, the commission guy, didn't say that, right? He played like he was confused. So if he
he did say that, because he followed up in the second part. His first thing was, it's not defined in the code.
Right.
The second thing he said is, but most people would think solicitation just means to ask for money. He said, but if you really think about it, it means to ask for anything. So what he did was, he went through the canons of statutory construction. Number one, is it defined in the code? Number two, what is its ordinary and customary meaning? Most people would think. Then he went on and said, but if you think about it, so what he's saying is, this is the issue. This is what's going to have to be decided by a court. Is it solicitation? That is solicitation limited to asking for money, or is solicitation asking for anything?
Yeah, I thought you added that part. I didn't realize.
No, that's him. He did that.
Okay. That was him. That makes sense, because I'm like, this. That's the silliest argument ever. Like, it's like listening, like asking for anything, really.
Yeah.
But that's just funny.
No, that wasn't me adding that. That was Tom Albritton, the ethics director.
Well, I'm glad he appreciates that particular detail. But I'm not sure whether anything is going to come out, whether or not the attorney general is going to get in trouble for it, is going to make a difference. But
probably not.
It definitely doesn't look good. That's for sure.
You know, if you're the attorney general, it's hard to get arrested.
Well, yeah, that's true. Like you said, there's nobody above him, right?
Well, you know who can arrest the attorney general?
The
mayor.
County coroner.
The sheriff.
Sheriff?
Sheriff can arrest anybody in his county.
And the county coroner can arrest the sheriff.
That is true. The coroner is the only person that can arrest the sheriff. That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, you got to have somebody that can arrest somebody. Nobody can be above the law, you know?
So how would the coroner, like, pull that off? Like, what would be, like,
show up and say, buddy, you're under arrest. Come with me. I'm going to take you to the pokey.
we're going to do the
clink clink dance. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You show up and throw him three pictures. You show him three pictures. That's what Dave was telling us just the other day.
Well, guys, you have a great day.
Likewise.
Good luck with your run, Jack.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye, bud.
272-9228 is the telephone number.
Jason didn't wish me luck.
No, he didn't wish you luck, but you're in an appointed position, so you don't need luck.
Y'all had this poll about the mayoral race the other day. That was fake news.
Yeah, it was totally fake news. It was obviously put out by Stephen Reed's people.
There was no John DeVoe on the poll.
Wrong. Join.
Just so wrong.
How are you, sir?
Wonderful. Oh, it looks like y'all have a king cake up here.
Not in the studio. We're right on the other side in the Jaquarium.
Right. No, I looked at it over there a second ago.
Jane's holding it up over there in the window.
Well, my big question was the plastic baby in the cake?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Emily. She brought it.
Because when it was brought to our house...
It's laying next to the cake.
Yeah, and you got to put it in yourself. Yeah. Like, it removes all mystery.
Yeah, and not only that, the baby now is like in a spread eagle position with his arms out, trying to minimize the likelihood you'll choke on him. You know what I mean? Yeah. It used to be he was like tucked up in the fetal position, and he was small. Now it's like a 4-inch long baby with his arms and legs wide open.
It's like trying to get a kid into their bedroom, and they're just holding onto the door frame. Yeah.
I have a question.
I have an answer, Jack. May not be the right answer, but it will be an answer.
Craig Ford, longtime Democrat in the Alabama legislature.
That is correct.
House of Representatives. Uh-huh. At one time, the majority leader and then the minority leader when the Republicans took over, is running for that Senate seat in Gadsden as an independent. Correct. What are your thoughts on that? I guess he figures he can't win as a Democrat.
Well, it tells me there's polling that says a Democrat can't win, doesn't matter who it is. And they did. They redid that district.
Yeah.
And they made it more Republican.
Is that against an incumbent or somebody that's stepping
up? Well, the incumbent's not running again.
Okay. So it's an open race.
It's an open. Yeah, Phil Williams is not running. It's open. Mac Butler is running as Republican. There's another Republican running. Can't remember who it was. I think they were both House members running. Here's the problem. Well, gosh, what do I say?
We don't even have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Do you know what I want to say, and I'm not saying out loud on purpose?
Well, you'll end up saying it. You might as well just go on and spit it out.
I'm not going to say it.
He knows too much, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to get killed.
The man who knew too much.
Let's do this. Let's take a break and talk about
that. Cary Grant?
I don't know. Let's talk about it during the break.
I'm a rambling man. I know that. Just listen to me.
I need mayoral guidance on this one. So I got to go to the next mayor of the city of Montgomery. I think I'm going to end up saying it, but I don't want to. So, Jack, you're going to talk me out of it. We'll be back 34 after.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking, now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Sort of a spring-like forecast for the next few days. Not bad in February. Mostly cloudy today. Can't rule out a stray shower somewhere in the area today or tonight. With a high today 70, tonight's low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, high near 70 again. Mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower. Then upper 70s on Thursday. That's not bad. Small risk for showers both Thursday and Friday. Friday's high will be in the middle 70s. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you get 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Mr. Sandman. Repairs are proceeding nicely at our fire-damaged building, so it's time for Mr. Sandman to start our going-home sale. It's a wall-to-wall, get-or-gone moving sale in Montgomery store with fabulous savings in Millbrook as well. All sizes, brands, and models must be sold before we return home. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Vest, Restonic, King Coil, and even Pure Talalay Bliss latex mattresses are marked down. Bedroom furniture, headboards, beds are reduced as well as luxury pillows. Odd foundations, nightstands, chests, and dressers must go. Power-adjustable bases start at $279 and floor models are drastically reduced. Most of our inventory is factory fresh, but we do still have some fire inventory left. Compare our premium mattresses to the highly advertised brands. If you can figure out why theirs are thousands more than ours, please let me know. Mr. Sandman is a locally owned discounter with the largest selection of mattresses around and great customer service. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, inside the bypass down from Faulkner, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to price your home to sell fast.
Price your home to sell within 30 days. Over 25% of home sales take place in the first 30 days. Make yours one of them. Selling your home in the first 30 days will net you 8% more than at any other time, so be ready to move. Always compare your house to MLS information, not Zillow, or what your neighbor said he got for his house. Only realtors can give you the true sales figures for your area. Offer to pay part of the closing costs and provide a home warranty. Your house will sell quicker if you do. Pricing your home right brings more buyers to your door and more offers to consider. Multiple offers are great for the seller. Price your home slightly below the competition because they are probably overpriced for the market. For all the pricing details for your home, call your real estate source, The Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
Krispy Kreme Donuts is bringing back its joy-filled Valentine's Day donuts this year with a special edition, the Oreo Cookies and Cream Donut. The new donut will be available alongside Krispy Kreme's classic Valentine's Day offerings, the Sprinkle Heart Donut, Happy Heart Donut, and Chocolate Ice with Sprinkles Donut. Available now through Valentine's Day at Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage wants you guys to... Well, she wants to put some more of your own money in your pocket. She's tired of you sending it to fat cat bankers up in New York City, lighting $50 cigars off $100 bills. She's tired of that, drinking their $70 martinis and their $50 steaks. I'm telling you, Kim Williams wants to put that money in your pocket. Then if you want to buy a $50 cigar and light it on a $100 bill every month, you probably can, because she may be able to save you that much or more. Maybe you do that twice a month. Or you could do some investing or pay some college tuition or buy a new car, go on a vacation. The money is yours. Do whatever you want with it. You can reach her at 567-4223. 567-4223. Or you can do what I recommend. You can check her out online. ALAHomeMortgage.com. ALAHomeMortgage.com. Fill out your entire application right there on your cell phone, your iPad, your home computer, your work computer, doesn't matter. Just tell your boss you need 5 minutes to try to get a little extra money in your pocket every month. Fill out that application. You can save it as you go in case you get distracted or interrupted or have to leave on short notice. But Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, her NMLS number 1586368, she is an equal housing lender.
You know who has to, you know, who should leave on short notice?
Who?
Steve Marshall, our Attorney General. Soliciting damn money from people that he's got, has subpoenaed to testify in a grand jury.
Wow.
That's just loathsome. The Attorney General, the chief enforcement officer in the state, what a crook. Or, oh, I'm sorry, my campaign did it. I didn't see the list. Well, then you're a dumbass on top of being a crook.
You know what most people are saying right now? Who is Steve Marshall?
That's the sad part
about
it.
He's the Attorney General of the state of Alabama, yeah, appointed by the Honorable Robert J. Bentley.
Our breast governor ever.
Yeah. He'll make you out of breasts, all right. Hey, I love that, too.
He loves his staff equally.
Yes. Turn around. Let me nibble on that neck while I grab that left breast.
Well, some love is more equal than others.
The love gov. This is the damnedest state I ever lived in. It's the damnedest place I ever lived.
You know, it's a weird timeline because you get used to it living here.
Oh, I know.
You come to expect that the Supreme Court is corrupt and bought off by special interests. You come to expect that governors, you know, diddle around with their staff and end up in prison. We've had two or three in a row, you know, that were convicted. Not Riley. But he's the one that should have been convicted more than all of them, and he gets away with it.
He was just good at it.
Yeah. And you come to expect that the Speaker of the House is going to be corrupt. And I mean, you get in this state, and you just think, well, that's just the way it is.
Then this new Speaker, we have that hayseed named Mac McCutcheon, former cop in Huntsville, and he runs office about as bad as Mike Hubbard did, and he's got a Democrat running his show, raising his money, and he selectively meets with people. I have a friend who's running for the legislature. You won't even meet with him. And it's an open seat.
Hmm.
They've already decided who they're going to support for the next election. Oh, Rube. It's all he is, a damn old Rube. He wears cheap-looking suits, too. You know, if you're going to be an elected official, at least spend some money on a damn tie. Like Ziegler, wearing all that crap he wears. Like zebras and flags. And
hold on, I've got something from Jim Ziegler here.
Oh, God, he's just a wretched
Did
dresser.
I tell you that I got in my email last night?
Auditor, I bet he found that crap in a closet somewhere that he wears. It was an unclaimed property, believe me.
It was in a trunk in the attic.
Did I tell you that I have in my possession?
Yes, and I want to hear it.
A single put out by Jim Ziegler in 1977. Now, if you think he's embarrassed of it, and you would be sorely and sadly mistaken. Because if you call his office right now, they'll give you a copy of it or autograph yours if you have one.
Wait, this is a song?
When you... This is really Jim Ziegler.
Oh, man.
We've lived through a depression, the wars and the recessions. We've made it through the shootings and the lootings and the trials. But, Lord, I don't know how we'll survive this crisis now. It looks like we're all working for the power company.
This is when he was on the Public Service Commission.
Did he make a video that had, like, hand puppets?
Are you sure that's not Mel Tillis?
No, listen, that is actually Jim Ziegler. Now, there's a second one that's about creepy old men watching the hot women who went to work for the AT or the Ma Bell.
What, did he just put out a whole EP or something?
And no, it's a 45, A and B sided.
Wow, I need to hear this.
Absolutely disgusting.
Make me start kicking my heels up to the sky.
I wonder if he ever hit on my grandmother.
This is a song about men perving on women walking down the street.
Was it?
This is.
Was it co-written by Roy Moore
or Harvey Weinstein?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're up on the telephone on the pole, I mean, you got a good view.
Hey, I'm at no pole.
We're not talking about poles in here today.
Telephone poles.
Oh. Well.
And then street lights.
Working
street
for
lights.
The power company. Yeah. You'd be climbing poles.
Right.
So. Right. We'll have to go to the next mayor and ask him during the break.
I'm going to tell you. I'll bet there's some lobbies that are shaking in their boots hearing that power company song.
They're all like, we're all working for the power company. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, no.
And that's okay. But that's okay. We'll be back.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club, so you can play worry-free and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And Dot, I hear you have something exciting coming up.
Yes, we do. Saturday, February 24th will be our 24th anniversary. Can you believe it?
It seems like time's flying by.
Yes, it does. And there's been a lot of water under that bridge, but it's okay. We've survived.
What can we expect from your 24th anniversary sale, the 24th of February?
A lot of good sales going on. The vendors are putting down the amount that they're going to give off, and some of them will be in their booth off and on all day, and a $50 gift certificate every hour will be given away.
Again, the date and time of the Eastbrook Flea Market's 24th anniversary sale.
February 24th from 9 until 6.
All right, Dot, what are your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there, so if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United's service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Baby, don't understand.
All right, welcome back in.
Everybody
hush,
that one
everybody
with
hush.
A K.
Everybody stop talking.
Every kiss begins with K, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Stop reminding me of my love life.
This time might be the last fear.
Sorry, I got
there's a word out there that I really like.
We're not talking about it.
And it's a dumpable word.
It's very dumpable. 272-9228 is the telephone number. My friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, what is it, 10 minutes away they'll be eating lunch?
10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 10 minutes. Get by there. I cannot recommend them highly enough. I really can't. I don't even know what special this week is.
Well, they're not going to tell you. But sauce is bubbling.
But I know this. If I was going by there today, I would just say, give me the special, whatever it is.
I wouldn't unless it was mussels.
You know, I'm kind of that way with chicken. I almost said that, but I was like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe
I can't
a chicken
do
special.
Mussels.
Ooh. I like them. I love mussels.
Ugh.
Had a nice sale on mussels last night at Costco. If
I guess so. Came out of a ditch.
No.
3 mile branch.
Speaking of mussels,
Pit Lolla Creek.
You know, they have invasive oysters in Lake Michigan, and it's screwing up the fishing up there. Because they're filtering the entire, they have enough oysters up there, it filters the entire contents of Lake Michigan every 6 days, which is creating this crystal clear blue water. But it's filtering out all the plankton and micro.
Man, they need all feeds that stuff.
Food and all. So the little fish are dying.
Oh.
So the bigger fish are dying. So the bigger fish are dying. That's why you got to eat more oysters and mussels and stuff like that, Jay.
You can have all the mussels you want.
Anyway, go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I don't care what the special is. It's going to be dynamite. It's award-winning pizza. So if you like pizza, it's absolutely award-winning pizza. And you can get a pizza special at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Slice of pizza and a salad, $9.
$9. And it's
wow. And it's not a massive slice of pizza.
It's not a shabby.
It's like a quarter of a medium pizza. So there's plenty of food. You can throw whatever topping you want on there. Throw the salad on there. All the dressings are homemade, handmade. You can buy them by the bottle for $8.99. A bottle in there. There are two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. While you're in there, tell them your favorite radio hosts.
Did I tell y'all the Attorney General has been soliciting money from people that he subpoenaed?
Oh.
What's no worse than Luther taking an appointment from a man he's investigating? What's the difference?
Right.
I mean, what's the difference, Steve Marshall? He's been on this show, not our show. He won't come on our show.
I wonder why.
I've met him once, yeah.
Yeah, I met him, and he was reluctant. He looked like shaking hands with me was going to require some disinfectant.
Who, Steve Marshall?
Uh-huh.
I asked him to come
clammy
on.
Clammy handshake.
I asked him to come on and got a polite email back declining.
From Mr. Lewis?
Yeah.
Saying, I ain't coming
on. Due
to
your status as a witness in an ongoing investigation, he will not be showing up. But here's my question, Jack. If he can't come on the radio with a witness in an ongoing investigation, how in the hell can he solicit money from a target of an ongoing investigation? I think he owes us a radio show appearance, if I say so myself.
I don't want him on here.
Oh, I do.
I rough him up.
I've heard him on the radio before, and I heard his answers in dire need of follow-up go unasked.
No, Pansy, don't be coming on here.
So
I'll make sure I'm gone that day.
No. You'll be in rare form.
Well, if he comes on, I will. You know, there are other people running. You know, Alice Martin's running, and
she has agreed to come
Troy
on the radio
King's
show.
Running.
They have both agreed to come on the radio show.
Yes,
both of them will be guests. Will Steve Marshall? And I've not asked that guy who sounds like a something you pick up at a nursing home, Chess Bedsole. That sounds like a condition.
Now, Chess's not a bad guy.
He's a great guy, but man, that name is going to be tough for him to win. People say, "Nah, Grandmammy died of Chess Bedsole."
Yeah,
she caught a case of that at the nursing home.
Sounds like
her right the hell out.
They wasn't flipping her over; she had them bedsoles all over.
And down her chest, she had bedsoles.
I'm telling you, it sounds like a condition of a pie versus a nursing home problem. Ooh, I got some bedsoles. They flip me over, baby. I have me some bedsoles. But I sure love that chess.
Those are your competitors in the Attorney General's race. And I think there may be a Democrat running. I'm not sure.
Well, I would if I was a Democrat.
Let me tell you, if I'm the Democrat Party, I don't leave a single race open.
James Fields is running for governor again, I heard.
You know, he's a hell of a nice guy.
He was on our show. We liked him.
You know what? I have never voted for Kay Ivey for any office. That may continue this year. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not saying, hey, Al Gop, I'm not saying I'm backing the Democrat. I can opt out of voting for an
yeah, race. We don't work for Democrats. We might. We were accused of working for Democrats.
I was going to say, that's not what I heard.
Well, everybody that we worked for ran in the Republican primary.
And they were all the most conservative people, and they're all being challenged by BCA lackeys this time. So
yeah, come on, Billy, leave him alone.
Yeah, what's wrong with Billy? I thought he was coming around.
I thought he was.
I thought he was losing all his friends as they went to prison, and he was looking for looking for some more.
Hey, none of them been to prison yet.
Well, that's true. They're due to go to prison.
Now, did you read Bill Britt yesterday? He said that fella Lyles Burke,
yeah,
who's been nominated for a federal court, judgeship, or an attorney position. All right, so this guy's nominated by Trump at someone's behest, probably Rick Dearborn. He got out of committee 11 to 10. That's pretty damn close.
Razor thin, you say?
Mm. Yeah. And they say that one of the rubs against him is that the Mike Hubbard case is still pending in the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals on which he sits.
Why would they care about that?
I don't
know. What senator up there cares about that? Shelby?
Maybe Shelby.
Is he in there poisoning the well around Burke?
He might.
I think Burke just wants to get the hell out of there.
You don't want Shelby after your ass.
No, he's after some other people in the state.
Well, that's what we hear. And I don't blame him.
I don't either. The people he's going after, I'm all in favor. You know, here's the thing. Shelby every now and then will really disappoint you.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then he'll do something. You'd be like, come on, man. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, like putting Chip Baker's son in that ag position
job.
Yeah,
come on, man. But then he'll do some things you're like, yeah, that's what I would do if I had all the power. Because he has all the power.
Oh, yeah.
He is he's a very powerful fellow. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. We are joined in the studio today. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman, as always, the 84, the inimitable. Mm-hmm. 84 sits in.
You're going to have to get used to saying vice mayor, though.
Vice mayor of the city of Montgomery.
No, we can't yet. We can't.
The man who will be the next vice mayor.
It's a done deal, Jack.
Don't be premature.
Hold on now. Are you going to appoint him or not?
I can't say that.
Why?
I don't. I'm. You know.
You can start setting up your transition team.
I have to be a candidate first.
Oh, do you? We can't say whether you'll be the next vice mayor, Mr. Vice Mayor.
Rumors are, though.
Someone familiar with Jack Campbell's thinking.
That.
Which is no one. My thought process.
Jack doesn't even know what Jack's thinking half the time.
No. Can I get your opinion before we go to the 11 o'clock? Because I don't know how I'm going to sneak this in during the 11 o'clock hour. Headline, Harvard University bans single gender clubs. But they did make one exception. You want to know what the exception is?
Yeah. Hold on, let me think.
All right. Harvard bans single-gender clubs. So they passed a rule saying single-gender clubs are not allowed.
So no fraternities or sororities?
Correct.
That's so
But they do have an exception.
Transgender.
No. Keep going.
Lesbians.
Hold on.
The Sapphic Society?
The women's softball team.
But you repeat yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
They got tool belts and softball bags.
Yeah, and strap-ons.
Half of them are toting wallets.
Everything else.
No.
Then, all right.
It's not that.
All right. It would be the rowing team.
Nope. They have banned all single-gender clubs unless it is a female-only gender club.
Oh!
And then they're allowed to continue. Does anyone want to try to reword the Harvard ban?
The Me Too movement?
So they banned all men-only clubs?
There you go! There you go! But they had to do it in a way that it didn't sound like they were targeting men.
What are they going to do if men congregate?
They're not allowed to congregate in official ways, I guess.
Well, then we'll congregate in unofficial ways. Men are...
Policy was finalized in December. Women at Harvard immediately protested because the single-sex ban was supposed to come down only on those organizations that represented privilege. And there's no way an eternally oppressed female organization at an Ivy League school made up entirely of the gender underprivileged could ever be in a place of exclusivity, elitism, and classism. Harvard agreed, and they made an exception for female-only clubs.
What did African-American men have to say about that? Now, they were never oppressed.
We'll be back.